So we'll look at that. The CPB revenues in the budget actually do need to be changed, because what the CPB is actually going to give us is not the number in the budget. It's off by $30,000. Also, for the payback plan in that proviso, is KPFK includes in their budget a schedule to repay back central services from fiscal year 2008, when I don't believe they paid any or hardly any. So they still owe somewhere around $260,000. However, we felt if they didn't have enough money to pay over and above the central services they owe the current year, if they didn't have enough money to pay back central services, they should, you know, not pay them. That's not, it's more important that they stay liquid. All right. Another comment about KPFK. KPFK has been bringing in decent income for the past year or so. Part of that is they do their drives well as far as bringing in money, and they have been lengthening their drives. KPFK did make full central service payments in fiscal year 2009, I believe. Okay, so let's look at the budget. This is the file I sent to you all, called KPFK Budget Template, FY 2010, as of November 3rd, 2009, final. So if you're by your computer, you can pull that up. The one sheet I'm going to look at here is the one called Budget FY 2010.
Jamie, what's the time?
Let me just check.
Sorry.
And Jamie, if this doesn't distract you, I'm looking at the budget template you sent out, and all the numbers seem to have the top half of them cut off. I've expanded it to my full screen. Is there something I'm not doing right in opening these so I can read the numbers clearly, or is it just a glitch when it was sent over?
Let's see. First of all, to answer Bonnie's question, I sent these Thursday, December 10th at 12:27 a.m.
Thank you.
And I don't understand why they would be not reading the numbers. If you want, you can highlight all the rows and make them taller under Format Row Height. If you highlight the whole document by clicking the little diamond icon in the upper left-hand corner and go Format Row Height, you might be able to show the numbers. I'm not sure why that is, though.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your little diamond. And this is my new Mac giving me these problems. Damn.
I'm having the same problem Sean is. Actually.
Are you, Wendy? Okay, so
yeah.
It's not just me. Okay.
Well, then if you highlight every row by dragging your cursor down over all the row numbers on the left-hand side of the sheet,
okay,
so that the whole sheet is highlighted down to
okay.
the bottom.
Right, I see the diamond now. You're right. I got it. Okay, I've done that.
And then you go Format Row Height. Does that do anything for you?
Format Row Height. Oh, yeah, it says row, but then it says height, but height isn't light.
Now, it must be something to do with the fact that this is this document is kind of locked in a way. Can you do,
Jamie?
What if you go view zoom? Does that help you in any way if you zoom down? Maybe it's over zoomed. I'm not sure.
Let me see. Yeah, let's see. Okay, great. You might have fixed it. Let's see. Let's see here.
Jamie?
Yes?
It's Arlene. I didn't receive that document. Can you forward it to me at arlene@pacifica.org?
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Let's go the other way. No, Jamie, it's only making it worse, I hate to say. This is really irritating.
Are other people that are looking at these documents having that problem?
Yes.
Got it, Jamie. Thanks.
Did somebody else say yes?
Yes.
George, you can't see the numbers either?
No, they're cut off in half. It's usable, I think, but
you got
it's a little
read. Hard to read. Yeah.
We can kind of see them.
Yeah, we can see the bottom half of all the numbers. Eights and zeros are a little tricky, but.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. It's funny, we didn't have that problem before. Okay.
We can follow if you talk.
Yeah, if you talk, we'll follow, Jamie.
Well, what we're going to do is look at the tab marked Budget FY 2010, We're going to look at columns T and U.
Okay, right. I remember you laying that out for
me. T is the total for the current budget year, fiscal year 2001. The columns that are to the left of T are for each individual month for fiscal year 2010, and they add them up into column T.
Oh, God.
So T is the sum for the year. And then
you know,
U,
Jamie, I hate to tell you, but the thing I just looked at when I went to budget FY 2010 doesn't go. It stops at zero. It stops at O, and after P, there is nothing.
Okay, then what you need to do is go.
You've got to cover the whole.
You got to go window and unfreeze pane.
Okay, window and unfreeze. What was that, Jamie?
Window unfreeze pane.
Okay, thanks.
Half of the pin.
Did that do anything for you?
That didn't do anything, buddy.
Bizarre.
And I tried twice.
It helped me.
Yeah, worked on mine.
Okay, well then, here's what you do. Does it, when you go window, Sean, does it say unfreeze panes or freeze panes?
Let's see here. Let me go back to window. And it says unfreeze panes.
And yeah, it won't let you unfreeze them, huh?
Yeah, it won't let me do it. But go ahead. Don't let my problems stop everybody else.
That's clock. Bizarre. Okay, that's weird.
My new Mac.
Kind of XL. It's got the new XL, right?
Yeah, I got the latest. I just went out and put myself into debt for an iMac, so this is really irritating. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Don't let me. We're wasting too much time on this technical stuff.
Okay, well, anyway, so we're looking at T and U. There's got to be a way to scroll over. What if you put your mouse on a cell and you just click over with the right arrow till you get keep going to the right?
Okay, I'm doing that.
And how
nothing.
Far right can you get?
Nothing. It stops at O. Then there's a nice green total column at O. And I'm sorry, don't let this stop. I can follow along. Don't worry.
Okay, well, that's too bad. It's probably the new XL is this. We use the older XL. Okay, anyway, so the first number for the year is on T5 is listener support. The budget projects KPFK will bring in $3.1 million in listener support. Most of this will come from fund drives, but some of it, maybe $400,000, something in that range, they project to come from mail solicitations and things of that nature. You see the number next to that for the current year, fiscal 2009, it says forecast, but actually that's the actual for 2009. They brought in $2.8 million, so they're projecting an increase of about $260,000. It's also worth it scrolling over to column Y, if you're still on row 5. It's fiscal year 08. The audited number for listener support is $3.4 million. So if you average what they got in 2009, 2.8, and 2008, 3.4, you get a number that's about 3.1. And we did review their fundraising plan, and it seems fairly reasonable. So we went along with that increase. Now, if you look further down column T, all the way down to row 16, cell T16, that's the CPB number. That's the other major income source for KPFK. That states right down here that it's $382,000 CPB. The actual number will need to change because CPB did not give us $382,000 for KPFA. They gave us $350,000. So that will need to be adopted if we approve this budget. We'll have to notate that. And then so the next row is row 19. You get total income. So it's $3.649 million. For the current fiscal year is what they're projecting. Then if you go down, rows 21 through 26 are the summary of all their expenses. They're forecasting $1.51 million in salaries and related, $63,000 in board expenses, $388,000 in administrative. I should also say that that's versus $368,000 for fiscal 09, $197,000 in programming versus $179,000 in fiscal 09, $539,000 in development versus $464,000 in fiscal 09, and the salary and related number of $1.51 million in fiscal 10 is opposed to $1.58 million in fiscal 09. So most of these numbers are quite similar to what they've been doing. One of the reasons why salaries and related actually drops is that the severance payments that were due to the layoffs in early fiscal 09 are no longer present. The development expenses are somewhat higher because they're spending more money on the mail solicitations. That's where the costs come in for the higher listener support, for part of their listener support. I believe there's other solicitations. I can't totally remember. The increase in programming expenses has due to one of the reasons is that we're going to spend $10,000 or $9,600 more on Arbitron because we're going to get the expanded version of Arbitron. And that is the basis of the budget there. Now, we can walk through the details. Well, before I make that statement, let's go down. If you go down to row 29 gives you your total expenses of $2.73 million. Then rows 33 and 34 calculate the central services that are due on the amount of listener support. It's 19.5% of listener support. So row 33, T33, says they're scheduled to pay $527,000 to the national office and $46,000 to Pacifica Radio Archives. And you add all that together, and the station projects net income of $341,000. So they're projecting a surplus. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, there's one more bit. The business, the rows 37 through 440 are the last subtraction, the cash and capital items, which are not operating items, but new furniture, and they have some improvements that they've listed as $45,000. They actually think they can do it for less. That's row 38. Some other minor items. Remittances to national office, they have $26,000. This is for past central service debt. So there's really not very much remittance to national office in this budget. They may have actually already paid that and probably more. So if you add all that together, those further subtractions, the surplus for the year comes to $221,000, which is about, let's see, what is that? That's fair, that's about 1 month expenses. So then below that, that's kind of the budget summary. Below that are all the details of the various expense items, which we could discuss to kind of, you know, there's a lot of detail here. I'm not sure how much people want to. One thing I would like to draw your attention to is row 68, legal services. We did make a point, our chair, thanks to the assistance of our chair, to include adequate amount of station budgeted money for legal services for services to the station. So $12,000 was deemed to be a reasonable number for KPFK. And then there's all the many, many, many other items that you can see. I don't necessarily want to go into them all here. Let's see. So that's KPFK's budget. Briefly, we should probably talk about their fundraising plan. So if you want to skip off the budget tab, go to the Assumptions and Historical Data tab, which is the tab just to the left. And there's a lot of information in this tab that tells us what the station is planning to do. If you go to the top of that tab, that's where I'm going to stay right now. Rows 5 through 20 say what their fund drive goals are. So if you look in column J, gold for 2010, for October they hope to get $6,000. And that's kind of funny because their drive started in September. So if you go over to column N19, you see the 2009 number for September is $350,000. So the budget goal is $600,000 plus $350,000 is $950,000 for the fall drive. Actually, they beat that number by a couple of hundred thousand. So as far as that goes, they seem to be doing okay. And the budgeted fulfillment number is 82%, which looks like a reasonable number based on past performance. So, anyway, our recommendation, the National Finance, the recommendation is to approve this budget with the change in the CPC money. But if there's any questions on it, I'd be happy to take them.
George?
Yes.
Is anything being done to improve that fulfillment rate, like calling lapsed donors or calling people who've pledged and haven't actually sent the money in, things like that?
You know, I don't know what KPFK has planned in that regard. They do have some mail things planned, but I don't know to whom they're targeted. If you go to Collections Listener Support, that's another tab. It's several tabs to the right. And you go to row 73, 74, 75.
Right.
That shows you their plans for direct mail income. For example, in November, they planned $45,000, January $37,000, February $45,000, May $45,000. So they actually have a pretty, it seems like a fairly, aggressive direct mail income program. But I have not heard about any phone calling plan at KPFK, to the best of my knowledge. I don't believe there's one, but there's one up there.
This is Nia, Jamie.
Oh, yes. Oh, and Nia, I'll get to your question. One thing, I misstated something in the capital line on the budget tab itself. Remittances to national office, that's row 44, would come to $26,000. That's actually KPFK's share of the Heath Endowment repayment. That's what that is, not back then. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. How much does KPFK owe Central Services now?
From recollection, I believe they owe about $260,000.
Okay.
But don't quote me. I have to look. I got a document the other day, but I don't have it right.
Is Yvonne the call? Is Yvonne here?
I can give you a confirmation on that by email.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, are there any other questions?
Do you have a report on TFW?
PFW, no, we're not going to deal with that this evening. We're just starting on their budget. And so I think the answer is no.
This is Grace. As we have looked over KPFK's budget exhaustively in the Finance Committee, I would move that we accept the KPFK budget.
Second.
With the change in the CPB money.
Yes, with the change, with adjustments because of the CPB money.
Second.
Okay, am I the chair here then?
You are.
And Jamie, I want you to know that jumping between tabs seems to have fixed my problem, because when I went back to the budget tab, there it all was. So I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be of such help. Okay, so we have a motion to accept the budget with the amendment that CPB income is reduced from $382,000 to $350,000 to conform with the actual disbursement. Is there any objection to approving the budget as it stands with that modification? Okay, hearing none, the KPFA budget is approved.
KPFA or K?
K.
Thank you.
K. So pat yourselves on the back.
Thank you, folks.
Okay, so next. Next budget is KPFA. We're going from simpler to more complex. KPFA, on November 10th, the Finance Committee moved to approve the KPFA budget with the proviso that, one, if KPFA does not prevail in its appeal to the CPB grant, KPFA defers $55,000 phone system upgrade in order to bring its budget into balance.
Aye.
And two, that KPFA provide the NSA with an updated cash reserve and cash flow information by the end of business, November 13th. Now, that's what we passed in our committee. It turns out that we do have a budget with the updated cash flow projection, so that part two is dealt with. Part one, KPFA did indeed not prevail in its appeal to the CPB grant, and they should defer that money. And they still will have a small deficit with this budget, so that's something we need to deal with.
They still have a small what? Could you say that louder, please?
A small deficit. There's still a small operating deficit in the budget, even with the proviso that we passed. Here's an item that, Grace, you'll have to stop me if it verges into the closed session area. But this budget does indeed call for staff cuts, substantial salary and related reductions. At least until a few days ago, I wasn't clear that these had been happening, which would have, you know, made the budget unlikely to come into balance, which would mean we would have missed the budget's targets. If they are happening, then that's not strictly a budget concern, but something that people need to keep in mind. In the current fiscal year, KPFA probably had a few hundred thousand dollars. Part of its deficit was due to not making the staff cuts it was supposed to make in the fiscal year 2009. So anyway, without further ado, let's just jump right into it. And this one is called KPFA Budget Template FY 2010 as of 9/29/09, then in parentheses, EFRIN 11.3.xls. Okay, there's a lesson here about labeling files in a clear fashion. It seems to say it's from September 29th, but actually this comes from... Oh, no, it's not 11.3. Whoops, that's not the right one. It should say 11.13, right?
Yes,
11.13. Yeah, KPFA budget template FY 2010 as of 9/29/09/11/13. That's the one we're supposed to be looking at.
Jamie, mine labels differently. So this is the same one from what you sent a little after midnight your time on the 10th, correct?
Yeah, that's the one. It should have 11/13 at the end of it.
Yeah, mine does this
weird... It kind of cuts off.
Legal thing and says number F9F7E.
Well, I don't know.
But I think
it must be the same thing because that's what I sent. It probably changed the name somewhere in transit.
Yeah.
Okay. But we'll know if it's the same document.
Yeah, I mean, once you get in.
Okay, so once again, let's go to the budget area, the budget FY 2010 tab. And if the numbers are too small to read, you can highlight the whole thing and go view, zoom. They like to use small type on these budgets. You can zoom up 150%, then you can actually read.
Jamie, quick point of information. Column T is their assumptions, what they're thinking they're going to raise.
Yeah, column T is the total budget for fiscal... for the current year, so it's
right,
a planned number for the current year.
And then U is the reality of last year.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, let's see here. So let's look at the in column. So we're looking at column T and column U again in the budget page. So, in listener support, row 4, and then we have row 5, which is additional listener support. It's actually the same thing as listener support. That was money that was added later in order to get the money to pay the heat pay back.
That's at 26 South.
Yeah, the listener support in the budget is $3.046 million.
Yeah.
And the additional is $25,000.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm with you. Gotcha.
Okay. In 2009, they made $2.886 million, so they're forecasting an increase again.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth checking out the audited fiscal 08 number, which you can see if you go further to the right to column Y, which was $3.37 million, which was quite a bit more. So that gives us some confidence that they can make the budgeted number here, even though it's a little higher than what they did in 2009. It's interesting to note that unlike the KPFK budget, which was had very simple in the income area, it basically had two big numbers and a lot of little numbers, KPFA has much higher. They have a lot of money in major donor, in donations, in website income, crafts fair, which is row 13, and they have some grant money down there. So the other key thing we have to look at here is row 16. That's the CPB number. This budget mm-hmm. has a number of 370,000, which is what KPFA hoped they would get, but the actual number is something like what CPP is actually going to give. KPFA took a big hit. The CPB, it's actually going to get $299,958, so practically $3,000. So that's a $70,000 hit. The hope is that the money for this year can be recouped next year, but it doesn't appear that it's going to be recouped this year. So anyway, our motion to approve this budget or deal with this budget has to say that number has to change.
You fell off that the number that it approves, what?
When we approve this budget in our motion, if we do choose to approve this budget, we need to append that number should be changed to the true number. The number at T4 is wrong.
The number, I'm sorry, Jamie, one more time, say T what is wrong?
T16, the grant CPB number is wrong. It's supposed to be $299,958, not $370,000.
Thank you.
Other issues, though, KPFA does have a very active program to solicit major donors. One of the reasons why the numbers on 6 and 7 don't jive, some of the categories changed from this budget year to the last. So that's part of the issue there. Some of the money that's now broken out into donations last year would have been rolled into listener support. So that's part of the reason why they don't jive. So anyway, moving down, we see KPFA forecasts a total income of $4.189 million, which is about, and fiscal 09 they got 3.855, so that's what? That's a $300,000 increase they're projecting. Fiscal 08 they got 4.52, so they don't project to do as well as fiscal 08, but better than 09. So that's row 19, total income. Now we go from rows 20 to 26. It's the summary of the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
The first row is an important row for us, row 21, salaries and related. On T21, the budgeted number is 2.236.
Mm-hmm.
The actual number in 09 is 2.579 million. So that is a cut of a substantial amount of money there, over 300,000. So this is why the board does need to attend to this issue of the reality of KPFA's staff cuts. This is obviously an issue that I think needs attention. It was supposed to happen last year, and it didn't happen. If it continues to not happen, what that means is the KPFA is going to continue to burn through its reserves, and in the very near future, they won't have any more reserves.
Point of information.
Yes?
I think that they have been implemented.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good to hear. Well, that's very good news from the budgeting standpoint.
Okay,
then we move down. It's kind of a closed session item. I don't want to say too much more, but it has been. That's why I brought it up. So we move on down. Administrative expenses, they forecast to spend $420,000 versus $500,000 in fiscal 09. programming expenses, they project to spend $224,000 versus $207,000 in fiscal 09. Development expenses, $426,000 in 2010 versus $371,000 in 2009. And community events, $129,000 in fiscal 10 and $131,000 in 2009. So total expenses, we'll add all that up together, is going to be $3.494 million in fiscal 10 versus $3.84 million in fiscal 9 and $3.63 million in fiscal 08. So the staff cuts are the main driver in that drop in expenses. Oh, and as administrative expenses, let's look at row 23. There's a drop. In fiscal 9, they spent $507,000. In fiscal 10, they want to spend $420,000. I believe, if memory serves me correctly, part of that drop is due to the fact that there were some legal fees assessed, basically one-time costs. Then that's where they show up in the administrative item. So moving further down, then they calculate central services, rows 32 and 33. They're going to provide about $580,000 in central services to National Office and Radio Archives combined. Then in their cash and capital items, which are rows 35 to 42, they have $62,000 for furniture and office equipment. I believe most of that is for a phone system, $10,000 for computers, $6,000 for transmitters, and on row 42, they have $25,000 to repay their share of the heat account that was taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if row 44 shows the total operating deficit, surplus or deficit for the year, and it comes out to negative $2,000, $2,400. However, if we make the change that was suggested by the National Finance Committee, change the CPB income number, reduce that by $70,000, and reduce the capital expense on phone system by $55,000, that means that the deficit will increase to about $18,000. So this budget, with the change in CPB and phone system, has a deficit of $18,000. One of the problems was, when we first started dealing with it, the savings in salary and related would have been greater had the cuts been made earlier, but the longer they're delayed, you don't get the savings, and that's where the deficits start to come in. So, so that's the main, that's the summary of the budget. We can go down the individual lines if you want. I would draw your attention to row 64 in administrative expenses, as to, you know, I think, this is a point that cannot be brought home too often. In the current fiscal year 10, they're projecting to spend $27,000 in legal. In fiscal 09, they were booked $165,000 in legal expenses. That's the kind of thing that can really drive a station into the red. So that's one reason why they're really we can't expect savings in this area. So I don't know. Let's take a quick look at the assumptions and historical, what they plan for their drives, and then I'll open it up for questions. So if you go to the assumptions and historical data, and we can zoom in there too. So go view zoom 150. They really like the little font that's in the National Office. Let's see here. So we can see in column day, rows 3 through 17, what they expect from their drive. The fall drive actually happened in September 09, so that's L16, and fiscal 010, that's day 5. So you add them together, 625 and 125, and you get 750. And I believe they did get 750, but they had it was a lot of effort there.
Yeah, but we got it.
There's a November drive here for $120,000. Was there a November drive? No. I don't think so. There was no.
We did a day at the very beginning of December.
Right.
Okay. So this is what's projected. This is the problem with doing budgets after the fact. It's too easy to find problems. So then February, they have a very big drive plan, $855,000. And it's worth noting that KPFA has had to work harder and harder for its drive money. So for years, they tried not to extend days. But this year, they actually had to extend their days in order to reach the goal. I think they changed their policy. We have to reach the goal even if we have to extend days because we can't not make the goal. So that's the drive. Those are the drive totals that go into this budget. The fulfillment number is 89%, which is reasonable for KPFA. They do a very good job of fulfillment. If you go further down, I'm not going to do it now, but for those who are interested, you can see the details of their direct mail campaigns and all that kind of stuff. So that's it for I'll take your questions now. Are there any questions about the KPFA budget? Okay, obviously that was a very clear and lucid explanation, leaving nothing.
Right.
Hey, it's Wendy.
Yes.
Thank you, Jamie.
I was talking to myself in mute. well, this is just to be clear. This happened last year where we, in the PNB level, we passed motions and we said, okay, we're going to pass this budget, but we have to change that CPB number and get rid of that telephone expense number. But is somebody keeping track of what the budget actually is if we move to approve this with those little changes that you're talking about?
Well, what I would do is forward the budget that we have to the national office and our approval motion to the national office,
right,
and they can make the changes. I mean, that would make sense to me. It's better to have the people at the national office make the changes because then you don't have multiple documents swimming around with.
Of course, and what's even better is to have them do it first and then have us approve it. But, I mean, we have to approve these budgets. So I just want to make sure, I mean, it happened last year where I think it was the ED was saying, what is the budget? They didn't even
know.
Well,
last year had some more higher level of problems. It did have these problems, but
okay.
Fortunately we're keeping such excellent records at this point in time that there will never be any confusion.
Here you go.
Well, anyway, I just want to put in
a
plug for being really clear.
there's nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy.
You bet.
Is there another question?
Yeah, Jamie, can I ask a general question, or does it have to be specific?
I guess you could ask a general one, but we do have a motion to approve the KPFA budget.
Yeah, no, and I'm happy about that. I'm happy to approve it. You know, we're supposed to approve station budgets and monitor and report also on them. How are we doing on our monitoring of how we're doing and keeping up with our budget?
Well, you know, the monitoring it's hard to monitor right at the beginning of the fiscal year because the actuals
right.
aren't really there yet, but we did monitor pretty well. Well, the Finance Committee has been obsessed with budgets for the past 3 months, so we haven't really monitored as much as we have in the past. However, you know, we discussed the balance statement in Houston, and I did a couple of analyses on the end of the year income statement. So we've done some monitoring. I mean, people kind of understand where the problems
okay,
are.
Okay, and so overall, are you saying we're in compliance?
No. Our budgets, we missed our budget targets by quite a good deal last year. Several of the stations, well, three of the stations ran multi-$100,000 operating deficits. That would be PSW, BAI, and KPFA.
Well, was that due to bad assumptions or just not monitoring them?
We started, ever since I've been chair of the Finance Committee, I've tried to point out how we're doing versus the budget. So if you guys recall in April, I gave you a little PowerPoint where we kind of pointed out that PFW and BAI and KPFA were missing their budget targets by a large margin. I mean, that's been public information.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on 1 second. You have to plug it in. The plug is in that bag of the computer.
Jamie?
Yes, go ahead.
I move approval of the KPFA budget with the recommendations from the NFC.
Second, okay. Rico.
Okay, thank you. So let's just to clarify that those recommendations are to change the CPB income number to the correct number and to remove $55,000 new telephone from capital items.
Point of information?
Yes.
There's no chance that once it gets to national, national may want to change them to a different numbers?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
We just kind of need a budget. You know, reality is going to be a little different, but once we have a budget that's approved, then we have sort of an agreed-upon benchmark.
Thank you.
Even if it's not perfect, at least it's something that we all agree is going to be our benchmark.
Jamie, if I could just insert, so Rico knows this, National has helped prepare these budgets and has been fully involved in all of these discussions. These have not been put together by board members without the involvement of management.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. That's a very good point. Yeah, National was quite helpful. I mean, they did the work along. We didn't actually put these documents together. So is there any objection to the motion to approve this budget with the changes that have been outlined? Okay, so the KPFA budget is approved. So give yourself another pat on the back. Okay, so now next, moving right along, the final budget we have is WBAI. And I'll just let you know that on December 1st, we got the BAI budget, the NFC got the BAI budget on November 9th, and we basically approved it on December 1st after looking at it quite a good bit. And as I say, we were the first governing body to look at it in detail, so we had to do a little more work than on some of the other budgets. So the first item on 1210 was that we approved the budget, that passed, and NFC by a vote of 7-2. And also, there was a complex motion passed that the NFC recommends the following contingency plan be adopted as part of the FY 2010 WBAI station budget. Budget initiatives requiring special diligence as they may entail greater risk, including fulfillment, $17,000 estimated uncertainty, lapstone or telemarketing, $86,000 estimated uncertainty, phone expense reduction, $50,000 estimated uncertainty, community events revenues, $25,000 net uncertainty. Contingency initiatives to be implemented if budget costs or revenue targets are not met without offsetting improvements over target, which in other words, how we would save more money if we didn't bring in as much as we hoped, which would be to defer capital expenses, $38,000, to eliminate repayment of heat request borrowing up to $21,000, to eliminate the surplus, which it says up to $28,000. However, the latest budget only has a surplus of $3,000. To eliminate additional installment of payback of our central service deficit, which was $10,000. And to not implement the enhanced Arbitron service, which would be $10,000 savings. And further, we asked the PNB to direct WBAI management to identify additional cuts that can be made if BAI underperforms. And that contingency plan motion passed without objection. And the reason for that is that BAI's budget calls for kind of a substantial amount of unproven revenue from the point of view of increased fulfillment, what we call telemarketing income, major donor and community event income. And further, there's no surplus at BAI, which means if we don't reach those income targets, we would have an operating deficit. And finally, BAI has no real reserves. BAI has really not had much cash in its bank for years. A countervailing thing to keep in mind is that BAI has indeed increased its drive income notably since May, which is a very good thing. However, further increases in income will be necessary to avoid another operating deficit. And we need to also keep in mind BAI has run operating deficits every year since 2004. The implications here are that, first, it is essential to monitor BAI's performance closely to see whether the projected income increases are real. And second, you know, the fact that it's difficult to make a budget that doesn't rely on unproven income. The fact that it's difficult to make a budget that doesn't rely on unproven income means that it's still not clear whether BAI is currently a sustainable operation or not. That's more philosophical, but it's something to keep in mind. So I did recommend approving this budget on the basis of the improvements in May. It seems reasonable since management has made dramatic improvements in income. It seems reasonable to improve. They could make further improvements, which are necessary. So without further ado, let's go straight to the budget, which is called It's called 09-11-23 WBAI budget FY 2010 version 5. And once again, we'll go straight to the budget tab. So, looking at the budget tab for BAI's budget, this is the last budget we'll do, so I thank you all for hanging in there. Once again, we'll look at columns T and U. And first thing to note is listener support. They're projecting 2.85 million in listener support. 09 actual.
Whoa.
Was 2.06 million. So it's projecting an increase of $800,000, which is quite a dramatic, drastic increase. And we have increased money in major donor donation area. Website income, row 8, is about the same. Community event income appears to be increased, so it's puzzling that there's no income for 2009. Let's see. Craft fair, other events. This is the Rothenberg money for the most part. If people are not aware, we have a show at BAI that kind of basically does a version of on-air fund drives all year long and raises money, which doesn't come in the listener support line. And then there's the CPB grant on row 16. This number, 3619, is the actual. That's the real number that we're going to get. And so add those all together. The total revenue is $3.67 million versus $2.88 million in fiscal 09, which is a dramatic increase. It's important to keep in mind that the changes at BAI seem to have resulted in a distinct improvement in income, not quite to this level. So further improvements in income are necessary. One comment I'd like to make about the listener support line is if you go to the tab called Revenue, the next tab to the right. If you go to the tab called Revenue and you go down the page through all the pretty colors, to row 80, you see an item called telemarketing. And if you go over to column T in row 80, see that BAI projects to bring in $242,000 in income by telemarketing.
Wow.
And if you want more details on this program, go to the Assumptions tab. Yes. go to the assumptions tab of like row 89 or something like that, it outlines the plan. Actually, it's rows 82 through 99. BAI has entered into a contract. Well, I guess I shouldn't be talking. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. But anyway, there's a plan to hire a service who will make phone calls to either people who have pledged but not paid or people who used to be donors but are not donors anymore, to call both those types of people and to bring in money from that. If you go to cell N98, the plan is to bring in $64,000 in lapsed donors, no, in delinquent pledgers, people who pledged but didn't fulfill. And then the other half of the plan is summed up in cell U98, which is they plan to bring in $178,000 from lapsed donors. This is a new thing for BAI. The way it works is the company gets the list of names from the MEMPSIS. They're all set up to do this. And I believe they get a fixed rate of the money that they raise. And this money does fall into the listener support area, so it does get levied for central services. So that is one of the new income streams that I was talking about. That basically it was difficult for the finance committee to, you know, to assess whether these predictions are realistic or, you know, because it has not been done before. They were we did raise some questions and they were modified somewhat, though people probably felt they were still, you know.
Can I ask a question about this?
Yes, go ahead.
KPFT, I last year contracted with a company that I believe we were referred to by KPFA. So I'm just curious if there's been sharing around the network.
Yes, we use the experience of KPFT. It's the same company, and we use the experience of those two stations to assess whether BAI's numbers were realistic.
They're pretty good at what they do.
Right. But neither of those stations have raised this level of income through telephone.
Oh, okay.
So,
Jamie,
anyway,
is this an appropriate time to ask a question, or should we wait?
Well, if it's about the telemarketing, you can ask.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, so let's jump back to the budget tab. So, anyway, going to row 18, you get total revenue, which is $3.67 million. Then the going down, you see the major expense summaries there from row 20 through 26. They're projecting to spend $1.33 million in salary and related versus $1.41 million in fiscal 09. A lot of that decrease is the fact that severance payments were paid out in fiscal 09 for pay cuts that happened then. Administrative expenses are $9.78 versus $1.06 million in fiscal 09. Part of that decrease is due to the fact that there appears to be some misaccrual of rent in fiscal 09, which made our rent bill seem higher than it was. Somehow fiscal 08 rent got to 09. So that administrative number for 09 is unnaturally large.
You thought it couldn't get any higher.
Right. Programming expenses are, we're projecting to spend $248,000 in 10 versus $188,000 in 09. Development $410,000 in 10 versus $258,000 in 09. Part of that development expense increase is due to the payment for telemarketing. And community event expenses $41,000 in 10 versus $48,000 in 09. And these community event expenses are actually those are also the expenses for the Rothenberg program. So that's that. So we get $3.05 million in total expenses versus $3.01 million in fiscal 09. And then we have central services listed. BAI projects to pay about 555,000 in central services. Capital expenditures, this is rows 35 through 42. We have cash capital, and cash includes 9,000, various money for computers and stuff. There is a phone system in there, which hopefully will come in soon. It's supposed to be a very necessary improvement for the station, whose phone system is archaic.
Mr. Chair, we are at time.
Okay.
I move that we extend for 10 minutes. Is that enough time for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I move that we extend for 10 minutes. You need a second.
Second.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. And then we get finally to row 43. So you see the total surplus of the budget is only $3,000. So unlike, say, the KPFK budget, which projects building up cash, the WBAI budget does not, even with this increased income. So this is a somewhat alarming thing. We kind of have to do better than we've been doing, even with the improvements since May, just to break even. So that is that. And then the details, I don't know if we need to go through all the details at this point. I would like, important to note that one of the key makes the AI unique is our high rent. That shows up in administrative expenses, which is row 23. Our administrator are much higher than the other stations. That's one of the burdens that the AI has to bear. So let's make a brief detour to the assumptions tab. If you go to the top, it shows what BAI is planning to bring in drive. Fiscal 2010, it's entered at $840,000. That actually was the pledge total. We have a few more drives that are in that area. And based on the drive performance for the past several months, those drive totals are very reasonable. I have to let the dog in here. Hold on one sec.
That's hilarious.
Budget dog.
And then the one issue is the fulfillment rate, which is kind of in that multi-hued chart also on rows 6 through 25, but it's a little over the right. If you look at row 26, the total is 76.5 fulfillment. BAI has had we have achieved 76.5% in previous years, like I believe 2007, 2008. It's not an unrealistic number. However, in 2009, we did not. Our fulfillment slipped a good bit. It seemed to slip starting in October or November and was quite poor through the middle of the year. So this is something station management has said that they've dealt with these, that they've identified the issues that have caused this decline and are taking steps to address them. I believe that they are. However, this is something that definitely needs to be monitored, because without the return to a reasonable fulfillment rate, we won't bring in the income that was projected, and the budget will result in further deficits, which is really something that the Pacifica Foundation cannot support. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the estimated monthly fulfillment rates, and they all say 76.5. Is that just an error in the?
Yeah, no, that's what they're estimating all these drives will bring.
It's an estimation. Thank you.
Yeah, this is what's going forward.
Thank you.
So anyway, so that's about all I have to offer here for BAI. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take.
Yeah, I have a question going back to cash flow, or not cash flow, I'm sorry, budget 2010. Under central services, they're at $484,000, almost $485,000, where last year it was $300,000. Why are we seeing this large spike up? Is it just because of the dire economics, or?
Well, central service numbers, the total central service, if you add the number on row 32 and 33,
Right.
Most of it goes to national office, but some of it goes to ARCOT.